The 77th Sturgis Motorcycle Rally is underway, and that means the Black Hills tourism season has moved into its final busy month of 2017. Tourism officials say the numbers are down from the two previous years. Those two summers featured significant anniversaries, the 75th for the Sturgis Rally, and the Park Service celebrating its 100th year. SDPB's Lee Strubinger has this look at how tourism is changing in the Black Hills.
The Alpine Mountain Coaster is the first of its kind in the Black Hills. Two-person orange carts glide down roller coaster tracks along Rush Mountain. The track takes you through pigtail bridges and sharp curves while ripping through pine trees and swirling downhill. It's the latest addition to Rush Mountain Adventure Park. The park is near Keystone and home to Rushmore Cave. They've been doing cave tours for 90 years, but owners of the park are expanding their vision. In addition to the new mountain coaster, they also have a zip line and an interactive ride featuring robot cowboys, aliens, and zombies. Ross Johnson is a co-owner of Rush Mountain with three others. They've owned and operated the cave and park for 10 years. Johnson says part of their strategy for drawing in tourists is, if you aren't growing, you're dying.
You know, we are definitely investing in the future of the economy, the tourism economy in our area.
Johnson says they're focusing that investment on giving families something to do.
It's all about giving families an experience that's, you know, that's on par with anywhere else they travel, you know, the major tourism destinations in Orlando. You know, we want to be on par with that, not just something kind of fun. We want to be, you know, a true destination. So that's what our end focus will be.
Tourist numbers from the state show visits have increased each of the last 6 years, with nearly 14 million visitors to the state last year. It's numbers like those that prompted Johnson and his partners to make Rush Mountain a year-round destination. Johnson says last year, they were open every weekend in the fall until Christmas. This year, the Adventure Park opened in March. Johnson says they'll be repeating that next year. Jim Hagen is South Dakota Secretary of Tourism. He says the state tourist season is no longer limited to the 100 days between Memorial Day and Labor Day.
We've been hearing more and more from our partners the last 2 years, especially during spring break, that they're starting to open earlier because they're seeing crowds come earlier.
Tourism data lags about 2 months behind, so there aren't numbers available for the summer yet. But Hagen says he's not expecting a record-setting season this year. He says hotel occupancy numbers are down and visitor numbers remain flat. Even though those numbers remain flat, job growth in the leisure and hospitality sector showed the largest increase in the last year, increasing by more than 5%. Julie Jensen is the president of Visit Rapid City, a nonprofit marketing organization for Rapid City and Black Hills Tourism. She says tourism and the hospitality industry is a huge job creator for the region.
It's such a clean industry. They come, they spend their money, and they go home. We don't need them. I mean, the police don't have to be called out to protect them as a rule. We don't need to teach their children so that they're not a drain on the education part of our economy. They leave their money and they go home.
According to state documents, the 2016 tourism economy was worth $4.1 billion. However, others are not so convinced that relying on tourism is healthy.
Tourism is fundamentally unstable.
Jared McIntaffer is an economist with the South Dakota Dashboard, an independent data mining group in the state. McIntaffer says tourism is driven by a number of variables. It relies on low gas prices, which the industry cannot control. He says low gas prices may get people driving to the state, but he predicts a lower attendance at the Sturgis Rally this year. McIntaffer says that puts South Dakota in a difficult position because it relies on sales tax revenue to fund government operations.
The better way to do is, how can we turn this economy from being driven by tourism to being driven by other sources that are inherently more stable and provide a better long-term source of growth and economic activity?
To try the brown quarter batch number 3.
There are plenty of entrepreneurs establishing local businesses in Rapid City, aimed only partially at the tourist business. Sam Papendick and Carl Koth are owners and brewers with Haycamp Brewing Company. They recently opened their new space in an old Cadillac dealership and former regional hospital laundromat facility near downtown. Papendick and Koth turned their ground level location into a coffee shop, brewery, and concert venue site. Koth says, some people see the Black Hills as just a tourist destination, but he thinks Rapid City is a hidden gem.
You know, the downtown feel itself is bringing in, you know, that 30-plus-year-old population and bringing them back. So I think that's a reflection of how, you know, our generation is seeing this area and wanting to come back and, you know, make it theirs and really add a lot to it.
Koth says their goal is to create a business that caters primarily to locals, but welcomes tourists as well. Co-owner Sam Papendick says breweries give tourists a taste of the local flair.
Whenever I travel, I always like to go taste the beer that's being made in that area, the local foods, you know, the local art.
While the main faces of Black Hills tourism, the ones carved in stone, are not changing, the kind of tourism is. Julie Jensen with Visit Rapid City says they're seeing gentle growth in visitor numbers. That increase is roughly 2% and has been increasing since 2011.
Always, and we just can't ever forget it, that the iconic national parks are the number one reason that people travel nationally.
Since Rapid City is in close proximity to those parks, forests, and monuments, she says that puts the city in a good position. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strupinger in Rapid City.